many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 11:29 to 32. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 11, verse 29 to 32. As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here." My theme for reflection is something greater is here. Something greater is here. There is a certain charm in the age-old phrase, "seeing is believing." But as anyone who has ever fallen for an April Fool's prank or a cleverly photoshopped image on social media can tell you, seeing doesn't always guarantee understanding. I once watched someone stare suspiciously at a microwave that was not working, only to discover they had never actually pressed the start button. That is a little like what is happening in today's passage. People are staring at the Son of God himself and still asking for a sign. Our Lord Jesus Christ, surrounded by crowds who had seen his miracles and heard his teaching, calls them out, not for curiosity but for stubborn unbelief. "This generation is a wicked generation," he says. "It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." That is a strong indictment, but it hits home. These were not people who lacked information, they lacked faith. As G.K. Chesterton once remarked, "The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." Jesus knew what lay behind their sign-seeking. Hearts hardened by self-righteousness and spiritual entitlement. They had the law, the prophets, the temple, the traditions, and now God's Messiah in their midst. And still they hesitated. Jesus points to two examples to make the contrast striking. The Queen of Sheba traveled across the world to hear Solomon's wisdom, and the pagan people of Nineveh repented at Jonah's warning, even though his sermon was only one line long. Neither had the privilege of seeing what this generation was seeing, and yet they responded rightly. And then Jesus drops the hammer. Something greater than Solomon is here. Something greater than Jonah is here. It is not subtle. It is not vague. He is the great prophet, the great wisdom, the great sign. The real question is not whether God has revealed himself, it is whether we are ready to receive him. The sign has already been given, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we don't believe because of that, no flashing miracle will change our minds. The real miracle is that God became one of us, died for us, and rose again. And we are still asking for more proof. What does this mean for us post-Easter? It means the tomb is empty, but it must not leave our hearts empty too. Just like the people in Jesus' day, we can fill our lives with religious activity, church attendance, or even good moral behavior, and still miss the deeper invitation to repentance and faith. The Queen of Sheba and the Ninevites had less than we do, but they responded more. Let this Easter season call us to more than inspiration. It must call us to transformation. To ask for one more sign when the cross and the empty grave already stand before us is to miss the gift. We don't need more miracles. We need more faith. Not more spectacles, but more surrender. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, am I asking for a sign from God when He has already given me Jesus? How can I cultivate a heart that responds to His word with faith rather than skepticism? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Take 5 minutes today to write down 3 ways you have already seen God at work in your life. Then write a short prayer of thanks for each. Let gratitude replace your demand for more proof. Risen Lord, thank you that you are more than enough. Forgive us when we seek signs instead of surrender, proof instead of faith. Open our hearts like the Ninevites and the Queen of Sheba to hear your word and respond with trust. You are greater than all we could ask or imagine. Let our lives declare that truth, not just in belief, but in obedience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.